I'm Kelly Miller, and this is WRPR News.
That's right. That same plot of land, which was once home to the Ford Assembling Plant, is now the proposed spot for the controversial Mahwah Mall. Every high schooler's dream, a mall, a movie theater, all just down the street. But is it? When I asked some people around town, I got a few different answers.
The first person that I sat down with to speak to was Jessica Flynn, an employee of a local small restaurant called the Mahwah Bar and Grill. I asked her what kind of impact she thought the mall would have on the business of the restaurant and if it would affect their sales.
I don't think it will affect us that much. There might be a little bit of a decrease in people because I'm sure in the mall they will open food stores. And who knows, it might even bring more customers here.
After speaking with Jessica, I thought I would talk to someone who had a little bit more knowledge about the inner workings of the mall. I sat down with Christopher Emsch, who studied the mall in his World Sustainability class.
Well, we wanted to look at the mall from three different perspectives, from its economic, ecological, and community impact. And what we determined was that the current plan for the Crossroads Town Center needs some modifications if it wants to benefit the community.
While it seems as though Chris and his group thought that revising the plans for the mall would be sufficient, not everyone feels that way. The local group called Stop Mahwah Mall has many members and are working very hard to stop the potential mall. I spoke with Joey Burkholzer, an integral member of the group. Ms. Burkholzer, what is your main reason for being against the Mahwah Mall?
I suppose the biggest one of those is traffic. I feel that the traffic patterns that they have proposed are not only inadequate, but they're unsafe. They want to take access the ancillary lane and make it into a regular lane, and that leaves no dedicated emergency lane.
So there it is. We've heard some pretty strong arguments against the mall and some relatively interesting reasons for it. I guess we'll have to wait to find out what happens. This has been Kelly Muller with WRPR News.